In Florida, officials are worried about a relatively new passenger rail line. Brightline is a privately owned rail service that operates trains between Miami and West Palm Beach. In 2 years, more than 40 people have been killed on the tracks and at crossings, and that makes it the nation's deadliest railroad. Here's NPR's Greg Allen from Miami.
Brightline operates between Miami and West Palm Beach through some of Florida's most densely populated communities. Many railroad crossings have features designed to discourage motorists and pedestrians from trying to beat the train, including sets of four gates, which block all the lanes. But those aren't always enough. Along this stretch in South Florida, the trains can be as fast as 79 miles per hour. Not high-speed rail, but still much faster than the trains that people have been used to seeing on these tracks. The rail line has been here more than a century, part of the Florida East Coast Railway, and in recent years, until Brightline, was used just by slower freight trains. Since Brightline launched 2 years ago, on average, more than one person a month has been killed on the tracks, in a car, on a bike, or on foot. An analysis by the Associated Press found that was the worst death rate per mile of any of the nation's railroads. Brightline has responded with a public education campaign, warning people to stay off the tracks.
Too many people take unnecessary chances by driving around the gates, running across the tracks.
At a recent news conference, Ben Port of Brightline focused on a group that he said make up a majority of the fatalities, suicides and people using drugs.
75% of the incidents that we've seen are the results of suicide or drugs. It's an industry-wide concern. It just doesn't affect Brightline. It affects every railroad across the country.
Suicides on train tracks are a national problem, but nowhere near the 75% number cited by Brightline. A U.S. Department of Transportation study shows suicides account for about 30% of all rail fatalities. Accident reports on the Federal Railroad Administration's website attribute only a handful of Brightline fatalities to suicide. The company says it arrived at its higher number after conducting investigations that included analyzing videos of the accidents filmed from its train cabs. The rail safety activists aren't convinced.
We say it's baloney that at that highest percentage is suicide.
Susan Meal is with Alliance for Safe Trains, a group that's advocated for closer government regulation of the privately owned rail line.
We believe that trains or communities everywhere have problems with drug and alcohol addiction and suicide, but not like this.
Meal believes the reason the rail line leads the nation in fatalities is because its trains run so fast through densely populated communities, and they lack safety features like pedestrian gates, pedestrian bridges, and enough fencing. Her group supports a bill in Florida's legislature that would allow the State Department of Transportation to enforce safety standards for rail lines like Brightline. At a hearing in Tallahassee, Brightline's Rusty Roberts said the company has been working with local communities to identify the problem areas where it's installed fencing and other barriers. But he said doing so is expensive.
That fencing in our case is over $200,000 a mile. And so if you start regulating fencing in a blanket way, it's very costly to the railroads to do that.
Brightline currently is working on a $4 billion expansion that will take the rail line from West Palm Beach northwest to Orlando. The company says too much regulation could threaten a project that's aiming to take cars off Florida's crowded roads. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.